You are listening to Out Loud and Proud, a mini program of KXEI made possible by the LGBTQ and S Alliance Fund of Tucson. My name is Bev. Joining me in the studio today is Chad Mosher. Chad is a friend, fellow community member, and coordinator at Living Out Loud. Thanks for stopping by today, Chad.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Tell me a little bit about Living Out Loud. What is Living Out Loud? What happens at Living Out Loud? And what is some of the work that you do there?
Okay, so I'll give a little history. Living Out Loud was a concept that was formed about 4 years ago by my predecessor, Joe Nutini. When he was active here at Kodak Behavioral Health, he was really engaged in providing excellent LGBTQIA behavioral health and referral services for any sort of medical needs that the community had. He was also overseeing a project at Wingspan's Eon Lounge called the iTeam Project about the same time that I was coming in as director of programs at Wingspan. And so we had a conversation about what it might look like for Living Out Loud to have a presence with Wingspan at that time. Part of our history had been taking pieces of what had been successful in some of the other health and community mental health agencies across the U.S. to really become a center in Tucson where we could serve the community the best way possible. Living Out Loud is a LGBTQIA health and wellness center that really promotes holistic health and wellness, meaning we tend to look at the person as a whole being, their physical, mental, spiritual, and psychosocial health. Part of our conception was to really make sure that we were addressing mental health issues, and social health issues. And so part of our identity is being in community while also providing clinical services.
So it sounds like you all are bringing in a lot of medical professionals from different fields, mental health and also physical health and that sort of thing. What is the setup, I guess?
Lots of things have changed since we first opened. We opened in December 2014. We are really promoting primary care services at our center. And I think it's important to highlight that the services that we're providing are often for people with serious mental illnesses within the LGBTQIA community. We're working not just within a queer trans context, but also with serious mental illnesses and situations that cause them not to seek care. It's hard enough to go to see a physician when you're non-binary. It's even harder when you also have depression or a thought disorder that's interfering with your ability to trust people. We are kind of a one-stop shop. We provide a whole array of services from social activities to primary care services to medication management.
Tell me a little bit about what you do as a coordinator at Living Out Loud.
Yeah, so as a coordinator, part of my role is to really advocate for the needs of the community within behavioral health. Another part of my job is to really communicate across the teams in Kodak what sort of services we're needing, advocating for different types of team meetings to really take care of the needs of the clients that are coming in, and also making sure that we're getting referrals into the agency. And so part of my role is outreach as well.
For folks who are looking to access services at Living Out Loud, how would they go about doing that?
One of the things we're trying to do right now is change our website. Most of the information on there is about how to enroll. They can definitely call our enrollment numbers, 520-202-1832, and you can ask to speak to someone to enroll in Living Out Loud. We do have grant monies allocated for folks who are seeking services who may not be insured. So members, again, can call and discuss their options with our enrollment specialists.
Out Loud and Proud was recorded in Tucson by KXEI. To tell your story, email outloudandproud@kxci.org. This episode and all other episodes can be heard on kxci.org.